You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. Senator Robert Menendez of New Jersey is under a Senate ethics probe for flights he took on a private plane belonging to a major campaign donor. The donor is also a friend and has businesses that depend on maintaining good relations with the federal government. These kind of connections are standard operating procedure in Washington. To better understand the sphere of influence around Senator Menendez, WNYC's Bob Henley went to Washington in search of a man who once worked for Menendez and consulted on a controversial overseas deal for the wealthy donor.
I went looking for Menendez ex-staffer Pablo Permoy at the U.S. Spain Council, an organization on K Street in Washington that lists him as its president. The website says the organization promotes trade with Spain, and its honorary chairman is Senator Robert Menendez, whose photos are all over the council's homepage.
So there isn't any U.S. Spain Council.
U.S. Spain Council?
U.S. Spain.
The address belongs to the offices of S.N.R. Denton, an international law firm that has a lobbying practice and whose PAC has contributed to the Menendez campaign. And the roster of U.S. Spain Council sponsors at $50,000 each reveals several major donors to Menendez campaign, and two that also have ties to Permoy. These kinds of relationships are all too common in Washington, according to Sheila Krumholtz with the Center for Responsive Politics.
For staffers who've left Capitol Hill and go on to serve as lobbyists on K Street, certainly they are hoping that they can maintain close relationships with the former member, with their former colleagues in that member's office, and be able to trade on those connections and presumably the access that those connections deliver in order to drum up business with private clients.
At U.S. Spain Council events, wealthy donors and lobbyists have easy access to politicians. The CEO of another former Permoy employer, ABSI, a defense contractor and U.S. Spain Council sponsor, gave almost $100,000 to the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee and Menendez. Permoy consulted with a Miami eye doctor at the center of Menendez's current ethics probe, and he worked for Greenberg Traurig, a lobbyist firm that is a Menendez donor and charter U.S. Spain Council member. Permoy did not respond to requests for comment, and Greenberg Traurig chose not to comment.
Greenberg Traurig was a very aggressive, hard-charging firm.
Jack Abramoff is a former Greenberg Traurig lobbyist whose tenure at the firm overlapped with Permoy's. Now Abramoff is a convicted felon for his role in a massive political corruption scheme that snagged 21 people, including members of Congress. He says the only way lobbying firms capture elected officials' attention is by raising money for their campaigns.
Ultimately, as much as we want to dress up that pig in a pretty outfit, it's bribery. And it's not bribery according to the U.S. law, but it's certainly bribery. I mean, you don't go to a judge before your trial and offer them tickets to the Redskins game or do a fundraiser for them. Everybody would agree that that's bribery, but somehow in Washington it's not seen that way.
The Senate ethics probe into Senator Menendez was prompted by a formal complaint that followed anonymous tips and allegations on a right-wing blog about his relationship with the Miami eye doctor Solomon Melgen. Some of the allegations have proven to be false, but the senator did fly in Melgen's private plane to the Dominican Republic. They were friends, and Menendez advocated for a Dominican port screening contract that would pay $500 million to a company owned by Melgen.
Good morning. This hearing of the Western Hemisphere Subcommittee, Peace Corps and Global Narcotic Affairs will come to order.
In 2011, Menendez chaired a Senate hearing on the growing power of drug cartels in the Caribbean. He singled out the Dominican Republic, telling Obama administration officials that its port cargo screening had been compromised by the drug cartels.
You have to work around, in some cases, these governmental entities where some of the highest levels of the government seem to be corrupted by the drug traffickers.
Good afternoon. This hearing of the Western Hemisphere.
Several months later, Menendez made the same argument in another Senate hearing, but this time he told Commerce Department officials the port cargo screening problem would be solved if only the U.S. would pressure the Dominican Republic to live up to a deal it had cut with a company owned by American investors.
You have another company that has American investors that is seeking to, has a contract actually given to it by the Dominican Congress, ratified by the Dominican Congress, to do x-ray of all of the cargo that goes to the ports, which have been problematic, and for which in the past narcotics have been included in those cargo, and they don't want to live by that contract either.
Now, what Menendez did not disclose at the hearing was that the American investor in question was Dr. Melgen. Menendez also went to bat for Melgen with federal health care regulators over a multi-million dollar billing dispute. The doctor's office was subsequently raided by the FBI. A call to Melgen's lawyers was not returned. Earlier this year, only after an ethics complaint had been filed, Menendez reimbursed Melgen almost $60,000 for the two trips he took on his private plane back in 2010. Fred Wertheimer, the founder of Democracy 21 and an expert on congressional ethics, says Menendez could be sanctioned by the Senate for even the appearance of a conflict of interest.
There are Senate ethics rules that say that a senator should be very careful about the appearance of impropriety if they are doing specific acts to benefit a specific person.
Menendez insists his push to revive Melgen's cargo screening contract is only about improving drug interdiction and not a quid pro quo. He says the media has ignored the mounting toll of drug-related violence in the Caribbean and that his only mistake was not reporting the private flights.
From what I've read, it's about campaign contributions, and the reality is there is no nexus.
There have been 237 complaints made to the Senate Ethics Panel since 2008, yet only a handful have resulted in what's called a letter of public admonishment. Menendez says he's done nothing wrong and that he's merely the victim of a right-wing smear campaign. For WNYC, I'm Bob Henley.